Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk is in the house. Guys, it's just a great day. We had some weather over the weekend that was just treacherous, and it's nice to rebound and come back with a week that just says and justifies all that happened over the weekend. Just had the OTB Midwest States up here, and a wonderful show, 10 years for Ray Binkowski, and that's just an awesome thing. And, you know, if you think about it, promoter, competitor, you know, just loving natural bodybuilding and doing everything he can to bring things about and just keep things flowing 10 years later, and he still got that passion. And if anybody's been to a show and been a part of it, there's a lot of headaches that are involved. And there's a lot of griping and complaining for the people that don't get first place that think they should have. And there's a lot of things that basically kick a promoter in the butt that they just never see coming. And I have somebody online with me, and he's basically in his first year, and it was quite the year. And I'm talking about not Mr. Smith, but Mr. Anderson. And this guy basically had just blown the woodwork off and took the panels and shingles and said he's going to make a whole new house, and basically took a neo kind of perspective about it and said, well, something's got to change, and if it's got to be me to be the man, then I'll be the matrix. And he did an excellent job of it. We're going to be talking about his show. We're going to be talking about his clients, and we're also going to be finishing up about the Mythbusters. Anybody that's with us last week knows that we were basically dispelling a lot of things, basically inhibit the growth of a natural competitor to where you just know something's wrong, but you don't know quite what it is. And a lot of it comes from a lack of knowledge, not from what you know, but what you're still learning. And most of the time, you'll run into people that do know and can help you. And then there's people that want to help but just don't know how. And sometimes that makes these myths come out of basically thin air and perpetuate themselves because somebody had a good enough metabolism, good enough genetics, or a good enough work ethic to actually bypass the ignorance they were given and still see results. So, Lee, if people don't know you by now, I'd be shocked. Honestly, but, you know, introduce yourself. You don't have to go into the grand scheme, but I'm sure that, you know, the listeners are quite familiar with you by now. But just introduce yourself, and let's get this show started.
Well, first off, Caitlin, you know, thank you so much for the kind words and the warm welcome. You know, it's an absolute honor to be on the show, and anytime I connect with you, you know, it's definitely a great time. You know, close to my heart, you know, both professionally as well as personally. So first off, I definitely appreciate that. For those that don't know, my name is Leif Anderson, show promoter. I have the DFAC Diva Classic, the DVAC Minnesota Mayhem, a show that is yet to be announced that, man, I'm hoping the next day or so I can officially announce this, but we have the DVAC USA Championships, which is June 11th in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Wow.
You know, it's definitely going to be a big year. We are just getting started. You know, it's in my heart. I've been a part of the fitness industry for quite some time now. This is my first approach or my first experience on the promoter side of things. But at the end of the day, you know, my vision has never changed. I look, everything we do, we have the athlete in mind. We look through the eyes of the athletes, and that's really what has built our events, our shows. So, you know, I don't even consider myself, I mean, to be honest with you, a leader. I'm just bringing to the stage what, you know, myself as a competitor, what I would love. So using amazing promoters like Ray with his OCV shows, you know, I use the like minds and like hearts, you know, I use those as inspiration to, you know, bring these events to the stage. So, you know, shout out to Ray. You know, I always love his show. I was unfortunately not able to make it this year for the first time in quite some time.
Yes.
But what I heard is he once again raised the bar and, you know, brought one of his best shows to date to stage, which is awesome to hear.
It was very nice. I'll be the first one to commend him, especially with the weather and his, what just blows me away is his concern for the competitors and their families to make sure that everybody actually made it safe. And him, you know, a lot of people didn't know this, but he was, you know, taking extra time just to make sure the families could check in with their relatives that were on the way because of the bad weather. And, you know, things like that really make a difference. And, you know, it doesn't show up to the people that aren't paying attention, but to the people that do know the industry, that's saying quite a bit, you know, because you're
absolutely
just constantly addressing the competitors and their families. That makes a difference. Let's just be honest, that just makes a difference. And now we get back to you, where you know, actually you had fog and some other weather at yours, where it just seemed like, you know, something like almost like the devil himself is trying to ruin that show because he knew so much good was going to come from it.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, it's one of the, you know, it doesn't matter how much preparation goes into planning these events, promoting these events, you know, weather is one of those variables that is simply out of our control, you know, and so it was great to hear, and I wouldn't expect anything less from Ray, but it's great to hear that, you know, he took the time aside to make sure that everybody was taken care of, everybody was okay, because, I mean, that's really what this is about. You know, the promoters aren't doing this, well, most of the promoters aren't doing this for money. They're putting on these events because they truly have a passion for the athletes, for the sport. So it's always, you know, unfortunately it goes unnoticed a lot of the times, but it's those details that really, that's what makes it for me. It really does, because it shows people actually care. So I love hearing, you know, don't love hearing we have weather issues, but I definitely love hearing how professionals in the industry, we actually deal with that, and we don't lose sight of really why we're putting on these events.
Yeah, you got to believe it, buddy. And, you know, I know that it's nice where you can look, in especially in this region, and now that you've joined the entourage, that this area's promoters, you know, Joe Perez, Ray Binkowski, you know, Brian, just you guys are actually so energized to take care of the competitors. I think that's what made it so different, why you guys' shows actually come off so well, and where people are leaving away, you know, even if they don't get the first, second, or third place, they can still leave with a smile, because they know at least backstage and during the, you know, the parts that, you know, the audience might miss, that we're still being addressed.
See, and that's huge. You know, I think we really, you know, for a long time, that wasn't the case. You know, we still had our passionate promoters, but they were definitely few and far between. I think we are, you know, it's a new age. It's a new era for natural bodybuilding. We have so many great individuals involved. Like you had mentioned, we have Andrea, Brian McCabe, Joe Perez, Ray, and we're all here to help each other. And it's not just, you know, athletes are no longer doing shows to collect a bowling trophy. They're not doing it to, you know, say that they want. They're doing it for the entire experience, from beginning to end, on stage, backstage. You feel energized. You can feel these shows. I know that's not a very good, you know, hopefully you kind of get what I'm putting out there, but you walk into that venue. You walk in backstage, whether you're a spectator or you're a competitor, and you feel it. You know that you're part of something special. And that's something that, you know, there's no script for that. There's no template for that. But when you from the beginning, the foundation of what you've built as a show, when you have just that heart, that passion invested, people can tell. So like you said, it doesn't matter where you place, you know that you're part of something special. And it's finally starting to provide that draw for the athletes where they want to be a part of it. And it's one of those things. I mean, we can talk all we want about, you know, why, you know, that's a necessity, that's an integral part of show promotion, but the words really can't do it justice. It's something that you really have to experience. So I encourage, you know, all our listeners that, you know, that they went through, you know, the typical circuit of shows that we always make our rounds doing, you know, for some of these shows, like, you know, the OCB, because I know Ray has his spring show and his fall show, you know, check out Ray's show. Mm-hmm. Joe Prez has the Chi-Town Showdown, something that I absolutely love. And for those who have attended the show in the past, you know that, TCP, Team Classic Physique, is always a presence there, and you know, we're best at defending our title there.
anyway.
But no, it's great, though. You know, and a lot of people, even some of the seasoned competitors that, you know, compete every year and they make their rounds in the circuit, they're still yet to experience one of those events. And, you know, it's worth the trip. Even if you have to drive a couple hours, it's definitely worth the trip. But if you've never seen a show before, those are definitely the ones that I would highly encourage you to go see. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's natural bodybuilding. You know, that's what it's about. Because, again, it's more than just the stage. It's a community. You know, we're family. And you can feel that at those events.
Yeah, and you can always tell because, you know, I don't care what this is going to be something that you brought up, and it basically piggybacks exactly what you said. When a show runs well, enough competitors get out in good time where the after party is filled. And that's when you know that's a good show, because the after party fills up with the people that actually competed, and they still have energy to boot. And I'm not playing on Canada when I say that. It's still lots of energy from the competitors, and they're laughing and they're giggling and they're having a whole bunch of fun. You know, we saw this at your show. We saw this at the Chi-Town, and I wasn't able to do Ray's after party this time because, you know, just because of the threat of the freezing rain. But I know he does that because, you know, we've been there in the past years where at that pizza place, yikes, man. But anyway, it's just where you have that atmosphere that you're explaining. And like I said, and I people think I'm just doing a sales promotion, but I'm not. Live events are so much better than anything you can see on the internet, interweb, TV, anything, because there's so much positive energy in one place. It takes over a building. It takes over a facility. It takes over an atmosphere, and it just changes everything for the better. And, you know, even on bad days, when you come in there, you kind of get picked up because the people don't want to see you down. You've got a whole bunch of positive prep, nutrition, diet, whatever you want to say. All these people, all these great minds are meeting in one place, and they're all sharing energy, positive energy, and that just changes everything. And if you got a promoter that's willing to go that extra round and make that happen, man, you got something special.
No doubt. No doubt, brother.
We're going to get into another part of it because, you know, what we might be saying to each other might sound like just me propping up Leif Anderson because he had a show that went well. Some shows back, we had two competitors that were supposed to be talking about the BFEC Worlds, but they couldn't help but correlate it with your show. And, that, you know, that's got to speak for itself when you're talking about, you know, what you're saying. People have to see now or hear now that it's not just me and you talking and hyping up a show. These are people that actually attended it and were just blown away by everything. And that's word of mouth. And that's the best sales you can ever get because it's not a sale. It's somebody reliving a special moment in their life.
No, absolutely. No, I was actually at the office, you know, tuned in, listening to the show. And, you know, Derek Davis, who's actually, he's a training client of mine. And I had a feeling, you know, maybe that he would, you know, pay a compliment, suck up, maybe he'd get a couple extra carbs or something out of the deal. Mara, who was the other guest, you know, she came out from the East Coast, competed at the Mayhem and Pro Figure. I knew that she was at Worlds. I actually never had the opportunity to get some one-on-one to chat, you know, time to chat with her. So I really don't know her very well. You know, sitting back and what just humbling experience, you know, with the kind words that they had, not only for myself, from with the show and everything. It was one of those things where you couldn't, you know, that I can't even put a value on that. I mean, how much that touched me, you know, because all the passion, all the heart that like I invested in with the Mayhem, you know, they felt that, and they actually shared in the experience. They shared in the heart. They shared in the passion. Really, it made all the it made everything that I invested, you know, the heart, the effort, you know, it made it all worth it, because I know that people need, you know, they need to experience the true, you know, passion of the sport. And, you know, even with the shows that don't run so smooth, I think if us as promoters, and actually us as federations, as organizations, we need to listen to the feedback. Not just the good feedback, but the good, bad, the ugly, you know, because that's how we grow. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that we've had, you know, because we all have, you know, I am a DFAC promoter. But first and foremost, you know, I'm a competitor myself and a fan of the sport myself. So I'm not loyal to just the DFAC and we have it all figured out. We all have areas, whether it's the IFPA, the PNBA, the NGA, the OCB, DFAC, we all have things we need to improve on. You know, how we actually grow and evolve, though, we need to listen. We put the egos, you know, aside, put the bank accounts aside, we actually start listening to the competitors. We listen to the fans. I understand that is a difficult task to do, but it's a necessity, or we're not going to survive. We're all going to be fighting, you know, amongst each other. We're going to be tearing our parts from within. I was fortunate enough where I actually had a Skype meeting with Vicky McCann, one of the founders of the DFAC, just a few days ago. And we addressed some real topics, you know, real issues that, you know, were, you know, things that I had seen over the course of the 2015 season, as well as feedback that I had from other promoters, from fans, spectators, and most importantly, athletes. I never want to take, it's my way or the highway, but these were some legitimate concerns. I'm very blessed and so thankful to be a part of a federation that will at least listen to my concerns, and where I can relay things to the higher ups and we can make the necessary adjustments. So, I mean, that's one thing where you got to keep rolling with the punches. You got to keep evolving, because as soon as you think you have it all figured out, then you stop listening to that feedback and criticism too. I mean, we can't just be, we can't stick our heads in the sand and think we all have it all figured out and we're going to ignore the negative and, you know, only listen to the positive. It's all that feedback. Like I said, good, bad, and ugly. We have to all take it in with equal value.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would always correlate that to something that I learned when I was learning about paradigms. And one of the things that they said you never wanted was to be involved in a group that basically had what they called group think, where everybody was on the same page all the time. Mm-hmm. Because then what happens is everybody feels they have to stay on the same page. Even if there's questions in their mind, they don't question, because we're always right all the time. So how can we be wrong? And that's a frightening mindset to be in, because it becomes self-destructive.
No, absolutely, and that's it. It's oftentimes counterintuitive, though, because you would think, well, I'm going to connect, I'm going to surround myself with like minds, like visions. The problem of that is then you tend to think, well, this is the way it is. I'm always right, and you almost isolate the rest of the industry, where even outside of our DFAC promoters, just our bodybuilding community that we have, in the Midwest, because, you and I are from the Midwest, we have so many different views. We have so many different federations, organizations, promoters, friends, athletes, but we all intermingle. We all talk. We all bounce ideas off each other. And because of that, we all win. We all don't have to become the exact. No, the one thing that we have in common, and this is really the non-negotiable, we have a heart for the sport. That's the single, most common denominator that we have. And that's really the only thing we need. We can have differences of opinions in every other aspect. And I think it's great that we have different opinions, because we can learn, from each other. We can gain some insight on different viewpoints, different preferences. But the underlying factor is we all have a passion for the sport. So I think it's great. You know, I am truly blessed, and we're up here in Minnesota. You know, Kaylin, you're about 8 hours south of me. You know, different demographics, different geographical areas, but you know, we can learn so much from each other, and we can help the sport grow. You know, I definitely wouldn't be in the position that I'm in, whether it's, you know, with the shows or even with coaching and training, without all the input that you, and the rest of our fitness family have helped me with, you know, 'cause it really takes one person, one set of eyes cannot do it. It's collective. You know, we all have to do this as a team.
Mm-hmm. And it's great when you can have those ideas to bounce off somebody that doesn't think you're insane, because, you know, it's hard enough to try and explain. I mean, honestly, you know, you try to explain.
No,
fitness.
I know.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, all right, I get that you got going to a gym, but now you're talking about all these other things. And it's like, no. So it's great when we can just, you know, just to even chat. And talk about things is a blessing, but then to actually see things start bearing fruit, it makes it even more special, because there's so many things that are done that aren't done correctly simply because nobody actually took the time to think about what's the end result. You know, what's the big picture in this? Because it might sound good to try, but if there's no fruit from the tree, then why are we even trying? Because, all right, it takes you down a road, and it takes people off of the focus of improvement and basically just setting on a point where I want to be right. And what benefit is that to everybody that's basically trying to get in that, you know, to improve natural bodybuilding?
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing, you know, because we've been throwing out, you know, the unity of the sport and, you know, growing natural body, but we've been talking about that for so long, and, you know, we've fallen short, not because of lack of effort. A lot of people are trying, but they lose sight of the bigger picture. We're all kind of running around with chickens with our head cut off, thinking that we have the right way, but we're doing this as individuals, and as individuals, we're not going to save the sport. We're really not. We need to start. You know, we need to start working together for the greater good, and that doesn't mean we necessarily have to be part of the same team or the same federation. Or, you know, we just to support natural bodybuilding. Compromises have to be made within each other, not compromising integrity or, you know, the natural bodybuilding. But we need to be able to listen, truly listen, and kind of just take a step back for a moment. You know, assume that maybe we don't have this all figured out, and, you know, and just connect and get, you know, everybody together, just on the same page, working together, moving forward. Because I really do I feel that with all the support that we have, with just the sheer quantity of our natural bodybuilding community, there's no reason why we should not absolutely dominate the sport. You know, while the NPC, the IFBB is thriving, we have so many individuals trying to do their own thing, you know, take the bull by the horns, I'm going to start my own federation. I have this figured out. Fast forward, and really nothing's been done. We've literally made no progress. You know, I believe that we're starting to. So I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but... You know,
You're basically saying exactly the way that this is real talk, and you're going to speak it, because you're hitting the nail on the head with exactly what you're saying, because we shouldn't be at the bottom of the food chain. And it amazes me that we're not just down there, but we're so low down. It's frightening to think that, you know, we can do what we're doing and the way we do it, and not be more progressed, unless there are egos and prideful minds in the way.
No, and I hate saying that. I hate saying it, but like you say, it's the truth. I mean, it's the absolute truth. And I don't know if ignorance is bliss, but I do feel we are at the point, though, where progress is being made. People are waking up, and I really do feel that we are in the brink of, I mean, it's a revolution. I really, really do feel that. And I've spoken with, you know, multiple people that I look up to in the industry, and I understand that they've been plugging away for a lot longer than I have. But it's so disheartening to hear them, you know, when I express my passion and my hope, you know, and my optimism for our sport, and they almost, a lot of people have given up hope. They feel
yes.
that, you know, the natural bodybuilding collectively, it's a pipe dream. And I just, like I said, I may be wrong, I may be ignorant to this, but I believe, without question, I know we can do this. And I believe that we are taking the steps that are necessary in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we will continue to do so. Because I think the one thing that everyone that has had the paradigm or has had the epiphany or has had that moment of clarity is where they said, what am I waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it. And when you can put the onus on you, you don't have to look to blame anyone else. You can basically start seeing a solution because you're not looking to blame. And I think that's go ahead.
Oh, no, and then what I absolutely love, I mean, like you said, it's, you know, people are starting to stand up now. You know, we have promoters, we have athletes no longer scared of being blacklisted or, you know, people are talking now. People are standing up. P4P is giving people a voice in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, we're no longer, you know, fighting each other for, you know, for some small scraps. We're now working together. The opportunities are there. People are becoming more vocal where, you know what, this is not right. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And again, as long as we are kind of collectively working together for the greater good, like any revolution, that's exactly what it takes. You know, we can't be scared of, you know, people holding us back, holding us down, people to blame. People are now standing up and they're ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming off in a way that it can be digested. Because I think earlier on, it was so negative, it went against natural bodybuilding, which is so positive in its own right. I mean, the whole thing about natural bodybuilding is that people were finding a way to get better and find some self-improvement and way to get back to a life that they felt they missed. And when you add negativity to that, that's like, well, that's what I'm trying to get away from. And you're asking me to dive headfirst into it. And I think that took away from the movement, but just by a little. Because now, you know, that recovery and the life reserve and the lifeboats are out. And we realize that we're not swimming in dangerous waters. This is water that we can all live in.
Yep, absolutely.
So now, let's talk a little bit about the Mythbusters part, because we're going to do the holiday edition since Thanksgiving is right around the corner, literally right around the corner. There's a lot of things, and, you know, I know that pales in comparison, you know, you, John Gorman, Joe, Chad, where you guys have become specialists in it, but you know, and I was just talking to my family when they're, you know, I see my nieces and nephews, they can't think clearly, and I'm offering them food that'll basically get some carbs in them because they basically eat so much protein or eat so much sugar, their brain is like ready to just shut off. It just tickles me now. There's so many myth buses around this, Christmas and Thanksgiving. The one that I have tried to explain is the tryptophan. And I say, even saying it right, tryptophan or tryptophan?
Tryptophan, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, it'll knock you out. and I was explaining that, you know, it's itis. I was like, it's not a myth. I said, this is something that actually exists, but it's not, I don't think people, it's kind of like a where it's used, but it's not used correctly, because basically overeating will shut you down. Period. And take the tryptophan.
Yeah, Yeah, there's so much. I mean, there's, you know, it's everything's passed down. We regurgitate so much information, and we don't even know, you know, the actual factual basis of it, but we say it because, hey, that's what's always been said. That was told to me, passed down. You know, so it's great. I love the addition of the, you know, the last two shows that you've had with the Mythbusters, because, you know, it's really needed, you know, because it's the first step at stopping that. It's a cycle. It's just a cycle. And so it's nice that we have professionals like Joe and John Gorman, you know, and we have these professionals that are coming on and finally dispelling these myths, so we can help people learn, you know, and just kind of that, you know, inform and educate the you know, our young up and comers, and also our current professionals that unfortunately maybe they're a little bit, you know, they may be spouting off the same inaccuracies, not with malicious intent, but they're doing it because they just
right.
don't know any better. Which honestly, though, that's still no
exactly.
excuse. It doesn't make it any better. So I mean, I think, you know, thank you, you know, thank Real Talk for actually putting out this series of these last few podcasts, because it was definitely much needed.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, and like you say, it hurts when you have a well-intended person giving out bad information, because the trust is there. You know,
yeah.
they trust these people, because they are so well-intended, but it's still bad information. And you know, and it hurts when you hear it, because, you know, you have to call them to the side, and you do have to ask them, you know, hey, where did you get that information? You know, hey, where did you, I mean, really, where did you hear that from? Because there's so much that's been, like, you know, and science is science. Every theory is basically set up in design to go against itself to make sure it is correct. Science isn't done off of just hearsay and we hope that things work out once we're done. It's basically done to refute itself, so you will find the flaws in it, so you can make it science fact and not science fiction. And it just amazes me that people would go against science and still try to do it their own way.
Absolutely. And yeah, and with that, I mean, you really did. I mean, that is 100% true. The one thing we do have to at least become aware of, because mm-hmm. you know, a lot of, whether it's nutritional or training protocols that are being recommended, developed, you know, programmed, you know, a lot of it is, especially now, is science-based, which is absolutely great. That should be kind of the foundation of how we're programming, you know, the protocols that we're recommending. But keyword, you know, but with that being said, we almost have a brand new epidemic, and I'm probably going a completely different direction that we weren't expecting on going, but we almost have a new epidemic now of people now regurgitating what others said, you know, with quote-unquote science, with, again, still
mm-hmm.
they don't have maybe the understanding, but they're citing, whether it's Elaine Norton, a John Gorman, or they attended a Cliff Wilson seminar, and I love Cliff, by the way, but they attend
mm-hmm.
one seminar, or they read one book, or they read a nice Facebook post, you know, with a hashtag science on it, and they start spouting that out as the gospel truth. And, you know, we have a very unique field here when it comes to contest prep, nutritional
mm-hmm.
you know, recommendations training, where we are all individuals. Now, you can't argue with science, but there's a lot of these different approaches. They have, I mean, we're all individuals, and the approach that we take, regardless of what aspect it is, it needs to reflect that, you know, we are all different. And it's just
mm-hmm.
that here's the kicker, though. It's not just the physiological differences. It's also the psychological differences as well, where there is not one way to do this. There's not one way to diet. You know, there's not one way to train, regardless of how much, you know, science basis we have, or, you know, that support that statement. There's always going to be anomalies. There's going to be outliers. You know, there's going to be differences. You know, differences there. So obviously, we got to respect science, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just can't say that we have this figured out, that this is the way, because, again, we're all uniquely different.
Amen. Amen. And, yeah, I did oversimplify that, and I apologize. But
no, it's, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, it's so common. And, know, I'm one that's very quick on when people are spewing out bro science or kind of the old school mentality that we know for a fact it does not work like that. It just doesn't work like
mm-hmm.
that. So, I mean, I agree. I completely agree with where your frustration is. But again, especially as of late, we kind of get on the other side of the spectrum where people are, you know, quoting scientific research or somebody who is well-versed in the subject, and they don't understand it, though. You know, you just can't repeat something without knowing the small details of how they came to that viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. And also, that, you know, there's a time where basically people are tooting their horn, and basically the evidence hadn't caught up with the results. So, that's unfortunate. But, you know, there's no perfect scenario, and there'll never be what we've learned just trying to promote natural bodybuilding as a whole is that there's no perfect time unless you make it. So, you know, I get it, and I would rather someone be on the side of good health than the side of health at risk. And that's that was always my fear with bro science, because people's lives were in the balance. And I, you know, that was one of the things that really shocked me initially, was that it was just so many people that were just taking money and basically starving people and not really, well, I can't say that because I don't speak in that fashion, but just not really caring for the person as an individual or their health or their life. And that was shocking.
Yeah, that brings up a whole, unfortunately, I wish that wasn't the case. You know, I wish the whole bro science versus, science-based recommendations, I wish it was only, the only thing you're factoring in was optimal results, optimal efficiency for maximum results. Thing is, like you brought up, we're no longer splitting hairs about what is more optimal. With a lot of what was being recommended from these so-called professionals, you were compromising your health. You were seriously putting yourself at risk, not only just during that prep. I'm a firm believer in, in order to achieve, an elite level conditioning, in order to reach, the pinnacle of our sport, there is sacrificing involved, and there is, there's no easy way you are going to suffer, but man, there's so many, like you said, people were starving. They were sacrificing relationships. They were doing permanent, they're causing permanent issues, not only with their metabolism, with their hormones, with their mental health. I mean, it really took things in a whole new way where in any other profession, this would be criminal. I mean, it would flat out be criminal. But that was almost commonplace when it comes to prep coaches. Give your client tilapia and asparagus six times a day. Throw them on a treadmill for 2 hours a day, and charge them $1,200 for 16 weeks. And that was kind of commonplace where, those people need to be called out. That's criminal. One of the things that I absolutely love seeing with the kind of rise of science-based recommendations where we can call out out of lack of better description, they're frauds. They're absolute frauds. So I'm very happy that we, sort of educating ourselves, not only to achieve better results, better results faster, but also just without compromising our health in the process, because it doesn't have to be that way. There is a better way to do it.
Yeah, and it's a lot healthier, and you do get to keep your family. And you do get to keep the dog, and you keep to keep your hair and your teeth, and it's just all the things that seems like everybody else has a right to. You get a right to as well, because I didn't want any part of bodybuilding when I was seeing what was happening, because I've played organized sports basically all my life, and the sacrifices part meant nothing to me, because hey, it's like, well, you do that anyway. When you say, well, you could go out and play with friends, or you could go to practice. And that's a sacrifice. And you're going to be more tired than if you were just playing street ball or something like that. And you might get just as injured, but at least you're doing something you're passionate about. And in an organized and structured fashion, it's a lot better because you learn about teamwork.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and all this, I mean, this is perfect timing for the whole, you know, this topic of MythBusters coming up, considering we have Thanksgiving right around the corner. You know, and that's, you know, a lot of people have their sights set on their spring shows, and at a holiday, you know, a holiday that is typically associated with an abundance of food, you know, it really is one of those hot topics where, you know, kind of, is it, you know, is Thanksgiving the green light to binge and gorge yourself with as much food as you possibly can take in? Or is it a time where you have to live out of Tupperware and isolate yourself from your family events? I mean, that is it's a huge, huge issue for these dieting competitors. And then that's where I feel so many kind of lose their way, where they have that. It's almost like an all or nothing mentality. So, like I said, I mean, perfect timing for this topic. But
yes,
the whole thing is like what I do with my clients. You know, I have a number of clients that are in the off season. I have a number of clients that are actually in the middle of contest prep now with their sights set on some early 2016 shows. And there isn't, again, this goes back to there isn't one answer. The one thing that I would recommend for anybody, you know, any of our listeners is, know yourself, because I mean, from the physiological recommendations are easy. The thing is, though, contest prep, I mean, and I you may or may not agree with me, but contest prep is more psychological than it is physiological. You know, there's also many things that we could do that physically work, but if you just can't execute the plan, then it's worthless. You know, it's kind of a worthless plan. So, you know, some people, they can be accountable where they can actually count their macros, they can measure their food, and they won't skip a beat. You know, others, you know, they're going to need a little bit more flexibility, you know, having a free meal for Thanksgiving with the family to be able to sit down and, you know, just kind of decompress, you know, have a little rest, not only in the body, but in the mind. You know, for most of my clients, we'll kind of tighten the reins a couple days leading into Thanksgiving, knowing that we're going to have that caloric surplus. So you can almost validate having a refeed or a free meal. But for some people that just get, you know, just because of the way that they're wired, and this isn't good or bad, but this is just them. You know, we did have to actually have some parameters for the holiday, because if we just let everything go, we know that it would get a little bit too carried away. You know, some people, They can do that. They have their limitations. They know what their limits are. Others, like I said, they just need a little bit more structure when it comes to the holidays. Some people thrive off of structure. Some people thrive off of flexibility. And that's where, again, there's not really one way to do this process.
Yes. And it's very important that people understand they have a right to be human. You know,
exactly.
I think we get so caught up in go mode that we, you know, it's like you got to slam on the brakes. And I'm thinking, well, that's not good for a car, so why would it be good for a body? It's like, well, you can slow down by, you know, just tapping the brakes and not blowing up the engine or throwing it in park and tearing the engine up. We're humans, but we're also machines. And, you know, we're just biological machines. And we do run efficiently, even if we happen to get a bad tank of gas.
Well, see, and that's, again, I mean, falling back, we you know, we said this very same thing regarding the direction of natural bodybuilding, but it parallels contest prep very well. You got to keep the bigger picture in mind. I mean, it's loosening the reins a little bit, you know, going to derail entire prep? Absolutely not. You know, at the end of the day, life is, you know, my heart's into bodybuilding. I love bodybuilding. You know, it really is a huge aspect of my life. But nothing's going to outrank family. Nothing is going to outrank, you know, the truly important things in life. And there's nothing more, I mean, for me, heartbreaking than seeing somebody that who shares my love of the sport, but they almost lose sight of the bigger picture. And, you know, they isolate themselves from friends, from family. They don't have time for the girlfriend because, hey, I can't go to the movies. I have to eat every 2 hours. There is balance there. It takes sacrifice. There's no way around that. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take a little amount of being uncomfortable with suffering. But you got to live your life, though. Because if you don't, really, what are you achieving? You know, what are you accomplishing? You may have that first place trophy, but at the end of the day, what do you have to show for all, you know, all that, you know, dedicating your life to, you know, for that piece of hardware? So, and that's where, you know, I mean, everybody's goals are their own goals. So who am I to, you know, who am I to have them reprioritize their life? But it's something I always share with my clients when they express what they want to achieve. You know, we talk about the bigger picture. We talk about family. We talk about life. You know, it's like you had said, what I love to do, what I create with my clients, we create that proverbial muscle building, fat burning machine. But I honestly talk more about feelings and life and lifestyle than anything else with those weekly check-ins that come in. You know, we talk about the numbers, we talk about training, nutrition, but the whole process, it's so much more than that. And if you only focus on the numbers, you're really missing out on, you know, on the bigger picture.
Yeah, and, you know, it really inhibits growth. Because, if, you know, like you were talking about balance, if you're talking about balance, that's in the mind as well as the body. And if you just focus solely on gym, let's just say you focus solely on weightlifting and never do cardio, then your heart health suffers. Well, you focus on cardio and never focus on weights, then your muscle and your bones suffer. And also the mind, because it's not stimulated in the way that it normally would be from activity. Without balance, we're actually running ourselves into our own funeral hole. We're digging our own graves. And you look back and you say, I didn't enjoy any of that. Because you figure, you know, I said, the reason I love team sports so much is because all of us could interact. And if we won, all of us won. It wasn't just me. And when you could be baseball, you could be volleyball, you could be soccer, you could be basketball, football, whatever. Everybody was involved, so everybody got to enjoy that moment. And natural bodybuilding was like the upper crust of that, because you got people that are considered your competitors. And they're helping you.
Mm-hmm.
And that blew me away, because I said, this is what's been missing in my life, because that's about coming as close to church as I've ever felt in any sport.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding. And I said, this is what a good community is, where people are saying, you matter, and I want you to do just as good as me. Because what's done is done. And when we step on stage, none of that changes what we did up until this moment. If I did more to be first place, then I get first place. If I did more to be second place, then I deserve second place. But none of that changes on the day of competition, because everybody is where they are right now off of what we've done.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, and that's really what I want to be able to do. To, you know, bodybuilding, it's such a small niche sport, you know, and not many people. So many people have a idea of what it is, but they really don't know what it is, and they assume it's a selfish sport, all about vanity, so superficial. But what I love is the fact that we're able to get so many more people involved. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about filling the stands, filling the seats, is I want people to see what you just described. That's my natural bodybuilding. That's my sport. You know, and I want more people to become aware of that's really what it is. You know, we step on stage as individuals. I mean, I understand that. But like you had said, I mean, the work's done. You know, there's really no more competing with each other. We're there to now support each other, you know, to encourage each other. So, and that's why I love, you know, one of the things that I absolutely loved about, you know, with Joe Perez really getting behind, like, the team awards. And like I said, granted, we step on stage alone as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not part of a training team, whether you want to admit it or not, you are a part of a team, though. You can't tell me your girlfriend that has put up with you dieting and, you know, going to the gym and, you know, missing out on some of the things that, you know, the average American does. You know, that's a teammate. You know, there to support you, not only physically but emotionally. You know, can it be done absolutely completely by yourself? Yes, it can. But it is so much more enjoyable and result producing when you have people behind you. You know, they don't even have to be in the fitness industry, but mom or dad that's there supporting you, cheering you on, lifting you up, and you don't feel like moving. Those are teammates. You know, it really is. I mean, it's a team.
And it's so disheartening when you hear someone say, you know, I did this all on my own, and then you start asking them questions, and there's so many people that are involved, but because of that tunnel vision, they don't see the people that have been helping. And that's, you know, that's a mindset that's frightening, but that's on a psychological, we'll have to do a psychology episode about that, where people that just can't see past themselves, and that is a condition. You know, whether people accept it or not, they don't see the other people involved in their lives because they're not looking, and they don't know how to look, and it's because they've trained their minds to look totally on the end result and nothing about the process, and that's frightening in itself. But with holidays coming, you know, it's going to be a time of Thanksgiving. It's going to be a time of joining in. It's going to be a time of people basically getting to reflect, you know, as the end of the year comes, there's even more reflection, especially with the holidays and maybe the new additions, congratulations, Lee, and the additions that have been taken away, you know, with, you know, people losing their family members. But there's always that time to really look back and say, you know, this would not have happened without so-and-so. Or, you know, I could have done so much better if so-and-so was here. You know, these are the things that are reminders that, you know, regardless of what we might feel, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, there's so many more people involved in what we're doing that we even remember to acknowledge on show day.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. You know, and I think, I don't know if it's, you know, just the way we're wired as humans, but I really wish more people, I mean, it's good to be focused. I mean, I think that is a huge, you know, important factor of this entire process. But, you know, I wish more people would slow down, take a step back, and really just open their eyes to all of this. You know, and be thankful and grateful for everybody that's in their lives. Because, again, you know, there's no way that we could do this alone. You know, there's always, you know, it's all part of the bigger picture. It's the small details, it's small gestures, it's those helping hands that really makes all this possible.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'm thinking right now, you know, I'm sitting in Click Nutrition doing a live podcast talking to Leif Anderson. As you know, and these are things you talk about 5-6 months ago would have never been even in my head to even think about. You know, they were ideas. You know, we were having thoughts and we were trying to put things together, and we were trying to find a way. All of us, you know, JV, Joe, you, Chad, Cheyenne, Meechak, we're all trying to find a way to improve natural bodybuilding. How are we going to make this happen? Not how are we going to do that, how are we going to make this happen? Because we're not waiting anymore, and we're steamrolling, and we're basically moving. But, you know, the bits and pieces start falling together. And, you know, somebody like Dustin coming in and saying, you know, hey, why don't you, instead of looking for places to do a podcast coming from work, why don't you just set up shop here and do it out of Click Nutrition? So if anybody has, you figure, what better place to talk about health and fitness than a supplement store, you know, and basically not a big chain where they're basically trying to bludgeon people with the products that have to be sold, you know, to meet this quota. This is somebody that actually has an interest in people's health. You know, those people exist. And for us to sit there and say, you know, it has to be an all or nothing type arena, that's a lie. That's just a straight lie. I said, you know, this country was built on compromise. And to say that we can no longer compromise in a nation built on compromise is frightening in itself. And then you have where we're growing and you still have naysayers, and we would more listen to them than the people that are sitting about the change that we're looking for. I can't accept that. So I'm just basically going to keep doing like we've been doing, and I'm going to be thankful for the people we have in our lives. I'm going to be smiling every day because I know where God is sending us, and I'm going to be overjoyed that the victory is already won.
Oh, it's, you know, you're preaching to the choir, and it's so refreshing to hear you say that. You know, the naysayers, the negative comments, the negativity, it's always going to be there. Too many people place way too much focus and they waste so much time and effort listening to the naysayers when we have such an amazing foundation of people that are here wanting to work together, and we all play an integral role in the bigger picture. You know,
it's
like myself as an example, P4P was huge in every aspect of personally what I have in the works with, whether it's Team Classic Physique, whether it's the shows, yourself, you know, Kaylin Patterson, you have an invaluable role in what we have up here in Minnesota. You know, whether I don't thank you enough, you know, I always try to show you a little bit, you know, I love as much as I possibly can, but it's not enough, you know. And I would hate for the people that they've played such an essential role in the movement that we've made over, you know, as of late. I would hate for them to kind of feel that maybe that it was overlooked. You know, I wish we could thank everybody. I mean, obviously we can't, but it's amazing how just collectively as a whole, we have people working together to make this all possible. So, it's tough. You know, like I said, with all the negativity, and the negativity is not going anywhere. No matter what we do, no matter what we try, no matter what we achieve, the negativity and the naysayers, they're always going to be there. You know, and so that's why I always love connecting with you because I understand it can't help but hit you. It can't help but, you know, kind of dig at you a little bit. But I never, ever hear you start to get sucked down. I you're human. I know it happened. But your ability to focus on the positive, even in, you know, when you encounter the life hurdles, you always look at the glass is half full. It happens for a reason. You go back to all the positive, you know, the positive people that are around you, and that lifts you up. You know, you're an inspiration to me, Kaylin. I get down. You know, I have a lot of people that are trying to pull me down, and the naysayers, and life happens sometimes, and it's easy to kind of start to get into that downward spiral. But we all have so much to be thankful for, you know, and it's great. I use you as inspiration just to kind of remind me of that. So, I mean, so thank you, Kaylin.
Well, honestly, you're very welcome. But, you know, there's plenty of people that I talk about them to you and everybody else that listens, because this, like you said, this wasn't just something from birth. This was lots of training that I didn't even understand was training. It was just people saying, you know, why? Why does this person outrun the people you love? And that's the one question I couldn't answer. If you matter in my life, then why can somebody that basically has 30 seconds of my day get all of it? As you know, and that's when we're talking about being fit, and I say that's fit in mind before body, because the mind drives the body. And if the mind is the leader, then how can the body win?
it can only be driven by that mind. And if we're in the mind concept, the mental side of it, then basically the naysayers get stepped on because all they can do is target the body. But they can never target your mind if you're already set in stone. And that foundation happens off the fifth family, off of having a goal. Because if somebody's coming at me about what they are trying to detract, and I'm looking at the bigger picture, then basically that speed bump gets run over. But if they're basically making me the ant, and I believe I'm that small, then that speed bump just became a mountain. And I'll never get over it. Because every time I'll be so scared about what's on the other side because I just don't know. And if a car rolls over it, it's going to look so big. That tire isn't a tire. It's a tank. And that's going to scare the hell out of me. So why would I even want to try to get over it? But when you have people like us getting together and we see end game, we see that bigger picture, and we see that, you know, somebody's in the hot air balloon. Well, you know, why worry about the hot air balloon when you got the jet airplane? And then you're saying, well, why worry about the jet airplane if you got the space rocket? Why are we limiting ourselves to what we just know? And that's what you were saying. If it's just my brain, then we don't win. If it's just your brain, then we don't win. But you get that group collective, not group think, but group collective, where you can say, hey, has anybody tried this? This has worked in my life. This has worked with my clients. This has worked with my competitors. It just might work in the natural community. And then I say, well, why don't we try this? And it doesn't all have to work exactly as we said, but it can be pieced together like a jigsaw puzzle and make one hell of a painting if we let it,
Amen.
You know, get put together.
No, exactly. And we all, I mean, working together, you know, it's being open to new ideas, you know, they all aren't, you know, golden ideas. You know, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, things don't work out as planned. But the thing, if we don't try, if we don't put some hustle behind our muscle and make this work, make this happen, continue to listen to the feedback,
yeah.
grow and evolve, that's what it takes. It's not going to be. We're still going to encounter hurdles, even with the best team. I consider. I am so fortunate, and I feel so blessed to have. I mean, what I'll call. Actually, Brian McCabe and I were recently. You know, we're talking about the dream team that we've assembled. You know, different minds, different areas of the country, different federations. You know, we are assembling the dream team of natural bodybuilding. But things are not always going to run smooth. We're going to run into issues. We're going to run into differences. And that's not a deal breaker. We don't dissolve. That doesn't let us crumble. Again, we take that information. We take back, you know, we take into account the results of, you know, whatever idea it was. And we get back to the grind. We get back to discussing. We open, you know, open our minds, open our eyes, open our ears. And we continue to create something beautiful.
The end game, that's what I talk about, because I'll believe in it until I'm dead. I will believe in it because I know it can happen. Well, no, I don't want to say I know it can happen. I know it exists, and it's there.
Yes.
And all we've got to do is, it's King Solomon's mind. We know it's there, but somebody hit the map. And I'm saying, then why are we still relying on fake maps? Why aren't we not relying on the people that have basically paved the way? Because, you know, there's somebody there that gets it, and they've been overlooked. Even back in the day, they were overlooked, but they got it. They figured it out, but they didn't have the support like we do. And now it's coming together. And, you know, Fred Roulette challenged me, and then Vicky McCann said it again, you know, if we just come together, and, you know, I don't know how that's going to happen, but I know it can happen because I know humanity says we are humanitarian by birth. Think about that. By birth,
mm-hmm.
we are humanitarian in nature by birth. We might be prone to negative acts. We might be prone to evil thinking, but in our nature, the reason laws can be put in place is because humanity says we can all adhere to it. And if that can happen from birth, and we're no longer children, then we can come together as adults.
I agree. And, you know, I was at the PNBA Olympia, and in the elevator, I just so happened to run into John and Becky Arnold with, you know, the NAMBF promoters. You know, and we have, there is enough of us with, you know, with Vicky, with Fred, with Denny, you know, Ben Yosef. You know, we have so many that, you know, we're all passionate, but at the end of the day, we have to start working together. We have to start working together, or, you know, it's, or we've lost our way. You know, we have enough, like you said, we have enough humanitarians where we can do this. The map is there. The end goal is there. The beauty is there. We just have to connect. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm not going to stop trying. Stop reaching out. I know there's a lot of lines in the sand that are drawn between, you know, the different federations, but I'm not going to, you know, whether we're successful or not, that's yet to be seen. But I am not going to stop trying, though.
Exactly. And, you know, that's, to me, that's the best Thanksgiving you can ever be given, is by hope. Because everything that has any meaning was built off of a hope, a faith, and an understanding that we can't be where we are now, 5 years from now. We have to be someplace else. And any growth, I mean, you know, I tell people, I said, I can't, it just baffles me how we go into a gym, tear ourselves up, and be sore, and smile. And yet, if we get it in life, well, the world's ending, we're crying because life sucks. And I'm thinking, how can that be where you can beat yourself up and love it? And then life beats you up just a little bit, not even close to what you do to yourself. And the world sucks, everybody hates you, and life's falling apart. It really makes me scratch my head because, you know, I said, the reason I sometimes didn't want to get started in the gym is because I knew I had to keep going.
You say that, and it's laughable. If you just, you know, we say it like that, it's laughable, but that's the reality. You know, so many people, they're unwilling to, you know, feel the pain of life and continue to go. In the gym, they embrace it, but in life, they avoid pain at all costs. Pain is a part of life. Pain is part of growth. You know, if they can just kind of sit back and acknowledge the parallel between the gym and life, you know, we'd be so much stronger out in the real world. You know, so it's, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. That's always been one of my things. That's one of the things that have always baffled me, and I sit and scratch my head, especially from our, you know, our hardcore people in the gym, always busting butts and limping, you know, limping through the next day after an intense leg day, yet they can't do that same thing in life to grow and to prosper and to see the results and reap the benefits of life.
Yeah. I remember when I first got on Facebook, I think that's one of the first notes I wrote was about life is gym and gym is life. Because I said, it seemed like you said, the strongest people in the gym were the weakest people at work. And I couldn't understand that. I was thinking, how can you go and be so focused? And one guy had the paradigm when I asked him that. I said, what's the difference? What is the difference between you coming in here? I said, you've got everything ready. You've got your gloves, your towel, your gym bag, your water. Everything is ready. I said, yet you go to work, you forget your lunch. You forgot your drink, the money for the vending machine if you needed that. I said, how can that be? Where you could be so Albert Einstein in one area and then totally clueless in another. And he said, you know, I don't know. And it just changed everything because he never combined the two. But I said, you at work and you at the gym. What's the same in both those scenarios? You.
Yeah.
And it's like it was the hardest thing for him to figure out. But then when it hit, it hit. And now I think the guy is in Texas running his own business.
There you go. Yeah, and that's all it takes. You know, we're equipped where it can be done. You know, we have that potential, but it first takes that aha moment where, like I said, we can laugh about it all we want. When you're in the middle of it, though, it's so hard. Like, when you're in the midst of that, to lose focus and lose sight of that, it happens so often to so many individuals where sometimes you just need that aha moment. Just take a step back and that realization. Once you make that realization, literally anything's possible. Anything is possible once you make that realization and that connection, that correlation.
Yes, but there's one thing that's always involved, and that's others, because they aren't in the box. That little tight world that we're stuck in, somebody else is outside of it from birth, and they've always been outside of it. You figure your family, your friends, your neighborhood are all stuck in the same culture. Whether I don't want to say stuck, but they're growing into the same culture because that's the understanding. And then you have somebody from out of town and just wear their clothes different. And everybody wants to wear their clothes different because we never thought of it to wear clothes like that. You know, but it's just those things that basically start the ball rolling. And I think enough of us now have come together where we can be thankful for that. Now, I am. I mean, I thank God for this episode because, you know, I get to talk to somebody that's been a friend to me since we met. And the Thanksgiving I have is being able to say, you know, thank you for just saying and doing what you meant in your heart. Because that does make a difference. When I was doing the Derek Davis and the Myra Winters podcast, it felt so good to say, I know him. Because you're doing what you say you're going to do. And, you know, in this day and age where a man's word means less than nothing, where, you know, prejudices are considered politically correct, where people are overlooked for machinery, it seems we've gotten away from the humanitarian part of our own lives. Families are broken because we're so used to being at work, it doesn't take much to spend extra time at the gym because I don't get to spend time with my family anyway. But one of the things you've always said is, hey, why don't you involve your family in your life? And for some, that's so out of the box. It's frightening. But it's something that needs to be said. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, family should be the focus. It should
Absolutely.
Be who's in your inner group, who's touching your life every day, whose life do you touch every day, where you can't really do without because God has placed them so close to you that you know without them, it doesn't work. You exist, but you're not living. And there's so many people that are going through life right now that faces are existing but not living. And natural bodybuilding brings that out. There's a freedom in stepping on stage that you will never feel at work, that you will never feel just lifting at the gym and looking in the mirror and probably popping a gun out or wearing some cool-looking T-shirt. It doesn't correlate the same. And, you know, as a coach, I'm sure you probably hear that 100 times a day.
Yes, I do. Yep.
Well, Lee, the show's come to an end, but our friendship thankfully hasn't. And I thank God for you. You know, Thanksgiving coming up, I'm so thankful. Thank you, JB. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tyann. Thank you, Chad. Me and Shaq, you know, you're my brother. Guys, you know, it's a foundation. And, you know, now we've got Lee. Now we've got Pro-Yo, James, you guys, you know, let's just start listing names and we basically take up another 3 hours, which we can't. But thank you for just being you. You know, you never tried to make me anything other than who I am. You just supported me for what I'm doing, and I'm thankful for that. And I thank God for Phaedra. I thank God for Desiree. I thank God for all you guys. You know, Leaf, of course, you know, Joe Perez, God bless you. I mean, guys, these moments are special to me because I got special people in my life that are special to me. And all my life, that's been what I've looked for, what I've sought out, because I know without people, you're not really living. You're just existing. And anybody that says they're an island, believe me, they've got underground bridges if they don't have them overground. Leaf, would you like to give thanks before we call this show?
True words, Kalen, true words. No. Thank you, everybody. You know, have an amazing Thanksgiving. God bless to each and every one of you. The list, I mean, like Kalen said, longer than I possibly have time for right now. You know, but just everybody listening, everybody that is a part of our lives, you know, it's just thank you so much for the role that you played and everything that we have. And just praying for continued blessings. And definitely excited for what the future has in store. You know, hopefully we continue to grow both physically as well as spiritually, you know, body and mind. You know, it's strong in body, strong in mind. You know, it's definitely, you know, both of those components are, you know, we got to have them. So thoughts and prayers going out to everybody.
Amen to that. Mom, Reverend, I'll be seeing you guys. Can't wait to eat.
All right, my man. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you and talking to you again.
Yes, sir. We got to do lunch. Lunch or dinner, however you want to do it. I'll be up that way soon. I know that much. We got things in the work. You know, it's never a dull moment with P4P, I tell you that. And, well, you know that. So I'm preaching to the choir on it. Yeah, and there's a lot of things going. P4P Sports is out there for anybody that's interested in all-around natural athletes. Thursday show is going to have Jeremy Coleman, one of the guys out of the area that's just he's basically not your Planet Fitness thought of guy stereotype. This guy is really in depth, and I hope everybody tunes in. It's going to be a Thanksgiving edition on Thanksgiving. Yes, we're doing a Thanksgiving podcast. I know there's people that tuned in and you had messaged me to was there going to be a show where we're going to just have to search for through the archive. No, we're going to do an actual live podcast by request. I don't mind because I do love natural bodybuilding that much. So, Lee, thanks again. Desiree, can't wait to have you back on the show. Miss you. Dustin's going to be calling in sooner or later. We'll catch him one of these times, the owner of Click Nutrition. And we're just wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you all. Lee?
Steph says hi, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell her to put on another Chi-Town Showdown tank.
I had to hide those on her, so we'll see.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you, man. Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk. Stay real. Stay honest. Stay natural. God bless.